This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Maria Elming, Copenhagen, Denmark, November 2006. The Good News According to Matthew, from the World English Bible. Chapters 3 and 4. In those days, John the Baptizer came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John himself wore clothing made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. Then people from Jerusalem, all of Judea, and all the region around Jordan went out to him. They were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for his baptism, he said to them, "You offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. Don't think to yourselves, 'We have Abraham for our father.' For I tell you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree that does not bring forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. I, indeed, baptize you in water for repentance. But he who comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor. He will gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire." Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. But John would have hindered him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me?" But Jesus answering said to him, "Allow it now, for this is the fitting way for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. Jesus, when he was baptized, went up directly from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. He saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming on him. Behold, a voice out of the heavens said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Chapter 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry afterward. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him into the holy city. He set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will put his angels in charge of you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you don't dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, 'You shall not test the Lord your God.'" Again the devil took him to an exceedingly high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. He said to him, "I will give you all of these things, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and you shall serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and served him. Now when Jesus heard that John was delivered up, he withdrew into Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he came and lived in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, toward the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness saw a great light. To those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, to them light has dawned." From that time Jesus began to preach, and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers for men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. He called to them. They immediately left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went about in all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. The report about him went out into all Syria. They brought him all who were sick, afflicted with various diseases and torments, possessed with demons, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes from Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. End of chapter 4.